Chapter 2. The Bamboo Tube. It was well past midnight, according to the flame-haired castaway's calculations, when the stolen launch ran out of fuel. The motor sputtered for a few minutes, gave a cough, and finally expired. "Damn!" he cursed. He worked the engine in hopes of squeezing out a last few knots, then sat down disgustedly. The sea, now that the launch was no longer knifing through the swells under its own power, grew choppy. There was no moon. The murk was unrelieved. For the third time, the castaway searched for a lantern, but the boat was bare of provisions. There was not even a solitary oar with which to propel the craft. The castaway cursed his ill luck steadily for the better portion of an hour. His teeth chattered in the cool night. Eventually, he grew exhausted and slept across a hard, wet thwart. He shivered in his sleep. He did not sleep long. He awoke to the sound of a faraway voice. At first he thought he was dreaming, especially when the cobwebs cleared from his mind and he realized the far voice was singing. The song was Waltzing Matilda. The singer was no songbird, however. He was noticeably off-key. "What the hell?" The red-haired one swiveled his head in the general direction of the voice. It proved to be coming from a ship some distance astern, a passenger liner. It was only by virtue of the clear night and steady wind that the strains of Waltzing Matilda were carried all the way to the becalmed launch. Ignoring that fact, the shivering castaway stood up and waved his bare arms wildly. He shouted,
"Ahoy! The ship! Over here! Can't you hear me? Over here!"
The wind defeated his efforts. The huge ocean-going liner plowed on past. The castaway discerned the name HMS Brisbane by the light of its bow. "Nothing for it but to swim," he decided. Reaching into his shirt front, he checked the bamboo tube. Then he dived into the chill waters and swam in the direction of the warbling notes. The castaway was an excellent swimmer. He made good time, but the liner Brisbane had the advantage of her great diesel engines. It bore inexorably onward, leaving the swimmer behind. When the red-haired...